All right, guys, welcome back to Fanatics here on 1460 KXNO. Sitting down with Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell. And, Coach, I'm glad that you didn't forget how to coach. It's good to see you on Saturday. Congratulations.
Yeah. We remembered what to do, so that part was positive. But, no, it was a great team win for our kids, for our program. And this team's been really close in a lot of ways. And to be able to go on the road in a challenging environment and kind of take a real positive step was really fun to watch our team do it.
You've been talking up Brock Purdy for months now. It kind of seemed like your whole program knew the day that this kid stepped onto campus that he could be something special. We want to be careful. He played one good game. He's got a lot of long way to go. But what did you see from day one? And in your press conference today, you even went back to the recruiting process. What stood out to you from day one about this young man?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is character. And, you know, who he is what's allowed him to last Saturday have success. And I think you made a great point, Chris. Like, he's played one football game. There's a lot of work to do and a lot of work to be done. And what I appreciate about him is he knows that. And, you know, I think he's got the humility and the character and also the motivation to say, hey, I don't want to take that step back. I want to keep getting better and growing. And I think knowing that through this recruiting process was one of the things that we loved about him. You know, he's a competitor. And, you know, I remember going back to spring practice. He didn't get to graduate early. He was not happy about that. You know, he flies up here for his spring break, stays, you know, during that week of practice. And, you know, a guy that came in on a mission the day he enrolled in the school here in the summer. And, you know, I think everybody has at least felt that mission from the day he stepped on campus here.
How was the I saw some stuff on Twitter and just photos from Stillwater. It was cool to see Zeb and Kyle be so, you know, receptive of Brock's big day.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the thing for me that's everybody talks about the win, and that's great. And I told our team Sunday, I think one of the most rewarding things in my end of watching our football game Saturday was the interaction of those guys that weren't in the game, you know, and watching, you know, Zeb, who easily couldn't have had the response that he did, you know, coaching Brock up, first guy off the bench to congratulate his teammates on offense or defense. Kyle literally coaching him on the sideline the entire football game. And to me, I think you talk about we're building a program here and we're not just trying to shortcut it and, you know, win as fast as we can, but trying to do it the right way. That's the difference. And those are the things that will last and teach the young guys in our program that are, you know, maybe they're not getting as much reps as they want or think, you know, how do I respond? How do I show and how do I play with character? They're living it. And that's really powerful right now in our program.
Yeah, it was cool. And the reception, like Zeb had put out a tweet or something like that, congratulating Brock. And it was awesome to see. Just, it kind of brought everybody together, and it kind of a lesson for everybody. I thought that I want to talk X's and O's with you and look forward to West Virginia right now, because, you know, it's Tuesday now and we've had a long time to dissect Oklahoma State. West Virginia provides a challenge for you that you haven't seen yet, and that is an elite level. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that because you played Kyler Murray a few weeks ago, but Will Grier is an elite level. You knew he was a Heisman front runner coming into the season. And I'm fascinated by what you do defensively against this guy. I thought you guys brought as much pressure as I've maybe seen from a John Haycock-led defense at Iowa State against Oklahoma State. Is that fair? I mean, I can't remember every game, but, man, you guys went after that kid.
Yeah, it's certainly one of our more aggressive days, you know, defensively. And I think defensively having, you know, we've said this about the offense, but the defense, the same aspect of it, you know, the ability to be multiple and have the ability to be a pressure defense if we need to and do some of the things that we did Saturday, I think is imperative for our success. And, you know, it's a situation as you go into this football game where, you know, you got to pick and choose your points. When you have an elite level quarterback, it really comes down to your ability to be simple from a defensive mindset, but complex to his eyes. guys, you know, and changing things up. I think the more you're in one thing, the more this guy's talent and skill and knowledge has the ability to really beat you. And the more you have the ability to mix and match what you're doing situationally, what you're doing, and, you know, as well as throughout the game, what you're doing, I think is critical to our success.
Yeah, going back to that Oklahoma game, by memory, it seemed like you were more passive the first half, and then you applied more pressure on him in the second half. Are we looking at a little bit more of a mix, that type of a deal against Greer?
Well, I think you have to, and you got to remember at Oklahoma, you're talking, you know, not only a very good passer, but an elite athlete, guy that he's part of his success is he's going to run the football and making sure that you don't give up the big play, you know, to him running the football, because you've seen him pull the ball down and go 80 yards untouched at times. And so I think that mindset is it was a little bit into that game plan, where in this game plan, you know, the multiplicity has to come with, you know, his ability to get the ball out of his hands, his ability to make the right read, to understand what the defense is doing and get the ball into the right place consistently. That's the challenge this week, way more than maybe just the athletic piece of it.
Observation hit me about the second quarter of that game against Oklahoma State, and I was watching Jaquan Bailey closely. He's putting up more stats than Ray did last year. He reminds me of Ray last year, though, just in the sense that I'm watching the linebackers behind him and the amount of success. I think you guys have more tackles for a loss against Power 5 teams than any other team in the country. I don't know if you knew that stat. And Jaquan's probably not getting as many stats as he did at this point last year. I feel like you have two Ray Limas out there, though. Is that an accurate observation?
You know, I think the reality of those guys, and it's maturity, and, you know, I think Ennie's bringing the same thing on the other side, and Matt Leo on that other side, is understanding where they fit in the defense and understanding, you know, the responsibility of fitting gaps of responsibility rather than always making the play. And Jaquan's made some great plays and will continue to make great plays, but there's a point in time where being in my gap of responsibility is critical to the team's success, and I think that's where Jaquan's maturity has really come. And, you know, Ray's been that guy from the day he came on campus, where, you know, and I believe me, I'm the defensive end too that understood, man, I want to go sack the quarterback all the time. And I think the mentality of keeping that mentality but yet doing it within the framework of team defense, that's where Jaquan's greatest growth is coming. That's why you see him playing really consistent football for us right now.
And then the middle linebacker spot's really interesting too. I think a lot of people, it's easy to misconstrue when Mike Rose wins the starting job in the first game, you go, oh, he beat out Ryan Vance. Well, there may have been some truth to that, but I mean, I know from talking to you guys how high you've been on that kid, and he comes out and has a huge game against Oklahoma State. I found it really interesting in your press conference today when you talked, we're not really looking at starters per se, but we want to get those snaps as even as possible. Walk me through that mindset.
Well, you know, I think in today's world of college football, the amount of snaps both sides of the ball are playing, the closer you can get to having almost two guys that are true starters in a sense, the guys that can equate the number of plays playing in a football game, the better you have a chance to be. And whether it's getting to the fourth quarter of games or getting to the second half of a college football season, I think that part is so critical to your success today in our sport, and especially on the defensive side of the football. And, you know, it's something that we came in from day one with that mindset of building our program there. And we're not there yet, but we're a lot closer today than where we wanted to be. And I think the linebacker position is a position where you talk about Harvey and Northrup, you talk about obviously Rose and Vance, and then you talk about what Hummel's doing behind, you know, Marcel Spears, and you're talking about, you know, there's six guys that you think if you said starter, probably can go a lot of places and be the starter. But I think in the reality, you're getting a lot of production of those guys because they're all producing and they're all playing at a high rate because they're fresh when they're in the game and they have the ability to run and do what they need to do to be successful.
Wasn't perfect. Nothing is when you go back and watch tape. Are you as confident in your defense right now as you have been since you got here?
There's no question. You know, I think going into the season, I felt really comfortable with where we were defensively because of the veteranness in some really critical areas. And, you know, I think our ability to continue to grow in some of those, you know, detailed areas is really our next step defensively. You know, there's still some detailed situations that you can look over the last couple of weeks that are big situations that we got to continue to get better at. And kind of my challenge to our entire team and really some of those veteran guys on defense, but attitude, effort, investment, you know, great coaching staff on that side. You know, we're doing some really fun things. It's really fun to watch that group continue to mold and grow together.
I'm a huge John Haycock fan. I love watching his interviews on Wednesdays. I feel like I always am learning something about the game of football. He's kind of like the professor around here. What's he like when you get him away from the whiteboard a little
bit? Yeah, I don't think he's much different away from that, to be honest with you. You know, I think Coach has got a really good veteranness about him, but he's also got a very good I think he understands his role in terms of being a great asset to everybody around. You know, I think any time that you've had life experiences like Coach has had, and, you know, he has the ability to bring a levelness to all of us, especially in a group where you got young guys, and, mm-hmm. and there's young guys around this building, and there's young guys that are involved in the program. You know, he's been through a lot of different situations, you know, good and bad, and I think when you've been through that, you can bring real life experiences to the table. And you know, he's a great, certainly a great asset to me, not in terms of just him being a football coach, but him to be a, you know, to be a great asset in terms of mentorship and great guy to be able to bounce a lot of things off of. So really appreciate him, not only as a football coach, but as a human being.
Well, 6 o'clock Saturday, the 6th ranked team in the country coming to town. It's going to be a lot of fun. Good luck.
All right. Thanks so much. Go Cyclones.
All right. Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell back with more Fanatics right after this here on 1460 KXNO.